Morning Watch, Living in the Reality of the Kingdom of God, Week 7, Spiritual Warfare to Bring in the Kingdom of God and Living in the Kingdom of the Son of God's Love. Monday, Related Verses, Matthew 6, verse 10, Your kingdom come, your will be done, as in heaven, so also on earth. Ephesians 6, verses 11 through 12. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the stratagems of the devil. For our wrestling is not against blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the world rulers of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenlies. Ephesians 5, verse 17. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Matthew 7, verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of the heavens, but he who does the will of my Father who is in the heavens. Matthew 12, verse 30. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. Matthew 26, verse 39. And going forward a little, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not as I will, but as you will. Genesis 1, verse 26. And God said, Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of heaven, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. Related reading. In 1928, Brother Nee held his first Overcomer Conference on spiritual warfare. Brother Nee pointed out that in the universe, there are three wills: the divine will, the satanic will, and the human will. If we would know how the church can be God's warrior to engage in spiritual warfare, we must know these three wills, these three intentions. God's will, being self-existing, is eternal, uncreated. As created beings, the angels also have a will. One of these angels, an archangel, was appointed by God to rule the universe that existed before the creation of Adam. Because of his high position and his beauty, this archangel became proud. This pride gave rise to an evil intention, which became the satanic will. Therefore, in addition to God's intention, God's will, there is a second intention, a second will, for now the satanic will is set against God's will. All warfare has its source in this conflict of wills. Before the satanic will rose up to contradict the divine will, there was no war in the universe. The controversy in the universe began with the rebellion of the archangel against God. That rebellion was the beginning of all the fighting that is now taking place among nations, in society, in the family, and in individuals. Throughout history, there have been wars between nations, groups, persons, and even within individuals. For example, you may experience an inner warfare between your reason and your lust. All the different kinds of warfare have their source in the controversy between the divine will and the satanic will. We do not know how much time elapsed between the rebellion of Satan and the creation of Adam. We simply know that at a particular time, God created man and endowed him with a human will that was free. It is because of God's greatness that he gave man a free will. By giving man a free will, God was indicating that he would not force man to obey him. When I was young, I thought that God was not wise in creating man with a free will. If I had been God, I would have made it impossible for man to have had a choice. But in his greatness, God gave man freedom of choice. In Genesis 2, we see that man was free to exercise his will to eat either of the tree of life or the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. These two trees represent the divine will and the satanic will, respectively. Hence, in the garden, there was a triangular situation with the tree of life representing the divine will, the tree of knowledge representing the satanic will, and Adam representing the human will. Actually, the tree of life denotes God himself, and the tree of knowledge denotes Satan. Therefore, there were three persons, God, Satan, and man, each one with a will. Although there were three wills, the controversy involved just two parties, God and Satan. The crucial issue was whether man would choose the divine will or the satanic will. As we all know, the human will took sides with the satanic will. This means that man chose to follow Satan and sided with the satanic will. Therefore, Satan was victorious temporarily. However, through repentance, man can turn from the satanic will to the divine will, from Satan's side to God's side. God's enemy must be defeated. For this, the church must be a warrior. Therefore, we fight to subdue the satanic will. Our fighting is for the defeat of God's economy.